Hi, so I'm Diane Michaelfelder from McAllister College. McAllister College has no engineering degree program at all. And I think that this gives us, in the sense of the word, the original sense of liberal and liberal education, a certain kind of freedom, because we don't have to worry about whether we want to move engineering into liberal arts, or whether we want to move liberal arts into engineering, or whether if we had a BA program in engineering studies, it would be perceived as engineering light. We're free from having to deal with those questions. But there is one worry that we do have, and that is that our 3-2 program is not working. This came up yesterday in conversation, I think, with Vassar, some of these concerns about why 3-2 programs generally at some liberal arts colleges across the country are on life support, to put it mildly. At McAllister, our 3-2 program right now exists as words in admissions materials, but it doesn't really attract students anymore. It doesn't attract them for a variety of reasons. One is that there are a high number of students at McAllister who are on financial aid, and it is not easy to port your financial aid to the university to which you're related in the 3-2 program. Also, if you come to a small liberal arts college, you immediately are part of a community. You identify with those in your incoming class. You want to continue to be with them, to do athletic activities, those kinds of things that are just part of your identity. And so we haven't really had students in the 3-2 program for years, and we're thinking of an alternative pathway. What might an alternative pathway look like? We do have one option already within our curricular offerings for an alternative pathway, and that is something whose initials are IDIM, but there's nobody in that major either, and it has been so long since someone has been in that major that people generally have forgotten what the initials actually stand for. But I think they stand for independently designed interdepartmental major or something like that. But there again, you might be the only person. If you're the only person pursuing that, that would make you a community of one. And that a community of one is not a real community. So I was very eager to read the thought piece that David and Larry came up with. And it's been very inspirational to think about what we might do with that at our institution, short of, say, creating a new major. What could we take from that to help develop a new pathway forward for students who are interested in engineering? And we do get a lot of students who are, in fact, interested in engineering. A lot of them major then in physics when they come to McAllister. So one possibility would be, as Judd was talking, I thought Judd's was very interesting what he had said about making a pre-engineering model along the lines of pre-law, pre-med. We do have a pre-law program at McAllister that's a concentration, sort of a hybrid between a major and a minor. Has more credit hours than a minor, fewer credit hours than a major. And so something like that, a concentration in engineering studies, that could be a possibility, but we really just don't know yet. Main thing here, in terms of thinking about a step forward, is that we felt we're not the only ones in this boat. And so if we could get together with other liberal arts colleges that also have 3-2 programs that are also on life support, that would be terrific. Possibly get together for a meeting, 1.5-day meeting, bring, say, the 3-2 advisor, someone from the liberal arts, someone from the sciences. So teams of three to a location and just brainstorm about what we might do for alternative pathways, I think that would be, for us at least, a terrific next step.